Robert Morgenthau says that 9 is enough. The District Attorney of Manhattan has decided not to run for re-election this year after serving in that office for 9 terms and 34 years. His office has prosecuted many, many people during that time, including the corrupt Tyco executive Dennis Kozlowski, John Lennon's assassin Mark David Chapman, and stick-up men, grifters, and the kinds of people who often get tabloid nicknames like the preppy killer and the subway gunman. Robert Morgenthau joins us from New York. Mr. District Attorney, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for asking me. Great show.
Well, thank you. Nice of you to say that, sir. And I know the Bernie Madoff prosecution and guilty plea was not your office. But I wonder if you think this case tells us something about corporate crime in America these days.
Well, you know, whenever there's a recession or a depression, people start losing money and they come out of the woodwork. So it was kind of to be expected when the stock market went down significantly that people would lose money and come forward. So it's made us very busy. Paper chase cases take a long time, so, you know, there won't be any immediate results.
As you look back over 34 years in office, what are some of the cases that stand out in your mind?
I try to remember, and I tell people in the office, that every case is important to the victim. So, you know, I don't single out cases as being particularly important, but I mean, I guess the difficult ones or the challenging ones, you remember, we convicted a mother and son for murdering Mrs. Silverman, and there was no body. And people said he's gone too far this time, he'll never get a conviction, there's no body. But about 3 days later, we got a conviction, circumstantial evidence. And then we had another case where a doctor, Dr. Berenbaum, wife disappeared and her body was never found, but we were able to build a circumstantial case that he had put her body in a bag and put in a private plane and pushed her off the Atlantic Ocean. So, I mean, those cases you remember because they're, you know, they're difficult and challenging. And then, of course, there was the BCCI case, which at that point was the biggest fraud on record.
Are there any prosecutions that you regret? Of course, a lot of people think about the Central Park jogger case.
Well, we took care of that, as you know. They moved to set aside the verdict, and we consented, and the verdict was set aside. So, you know, we made a mistake, but we corrected it.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Morgenthau, you're going to be 90 years old this year.
That's what I hear. That's what they tell me.
So are you going to retire and play shuffleboard or...
No. I'm going to retire from this job. I think the public deserves a break and get another district attorney, but I've got a lot of things that I want to do. You know, I've been chairman or president of the Police Athletic League, and the reason I did that was, you know, we got 70,000 boys and girls between the ages of 5 and 18 as members, and then we run, you know, 10 Head Start programs and daycare centers. And, you know, I did that because I want to keep people out of the hands of the law.
So did Stephen Hill do a good job playing you on Law and Order all those years?
Yeah, well, you know, I had hoped that when the original guy retired that I'd get his job, but I wasn't quick enough.
I think they felt the need to go in another direction, as they say, you know.
Right.
Yeah. What makes a great prosecutor, Mr. Morgenthau?
You know, I think hard work and a sense of fairness. And I think you've got to make everybody that comes through the criminal justice system believe that they've been treated fairly. You're never going to rehabilitate a person unless they feel they've been treated fairly. So we're not looking for gunslingers here. We're looking for people that will see that justice is done in every case.
The district attorney, as he has been for 34 years, of New York County, Robert Morgenthau. Mr. Morgenthau, pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for asking me.